we present The Crippled Tanker, a radio play by Kenneth Langley. Based on the novel of the same name by D.A. Rayner. It is mid-February 1943 in the North Atlantic.
Officer of the watch, sir?
Yes, Yeoman.
Signal from Triad in convoy escort screen, sir. Underwater contact and carrying out attack.
Very good. Quartermaster?
Sir.
Hands to action stations.
Aye, aye, sir.
Captain, sir?
Yes.
Officer of the watch, sir. One of the escort corvettes reports submarine contact. It's very close, inside the screen and between the center and port columns of the convoy.
Very good. I'll come straight on.
Why has this sort of thing always got to happen during the breakfast hour?
Anything more from the Triad, Yeoman?
No, sir. But she's dropped the first depth charge button. She's altering course and coming up for another attack.
Looks as if she still has contact, then?
Yes, sir.
The captain, sir.
Well, Craven, which of the corvettes is it?
The Triad, sir. It's almost certainly a submarine. The corvette's carried out one attack, and she's coming up for a second.
Where's the Triad now?
On the port quarter, sir. About red 160.
Ah, yes. Good God, if this is a U-boat, she must be actually in the middle of the convoy.
Yes, sir.
This could mean real trouble.
Yes, sir.
But how could she possibly...
The second ship in the center column is calling us up. Yeoman?
Yes, I can see her, sir. She's making now. Have been torpedoed port side. Am on fire abaft bridge. They've stopped transmitting, sir.
That's the Antioch, the Greek tanker.
Yes, sir. I believe she's beginning to lose way. There's a good deal of smoke coming from aft.
Yes. But she's lowering her boat, sir. She's practically stopped now.
Triad reports loss of contact, sir.
Very good. That could mean either a kill or that the U-boat has got the hell out of it. Craven, tell Triad to stand by Antioch and pick up survivors.
Yes, sir.
Keep your eye on the Antioch. Let me know immediately the Triad has picked up the men from those boats.
Aye, aye, sir.
Yes?
Commander, sir.
Speaking.
I have a call here from the captain, sir.
Very good. Ransom, sir.
I have something rather important I want to talk to you about. Come up to the bridge. I'm in my shelter.
Yes, sir.
Come in.
You wanted to see me, sir?
Yes, I did. Come in, Commander. You've heard about the Antioch?
The Greek tanker, yes, sir.
She collected a torpedo aft, which has put her main engines out of action. Her crew has abandoned ship, and we've had to steam on and leave her. There was no option, of course. She was one of 18 ships, and as there are U-boats around, we can't risk all by stopping for one. She will have drifted well astern of the escort screen by now.
Yes, sir.
The Antioch was the most valuable unit of the convoy. It goes against the grain to leave her to the mercy of any enemy submarine or aircraft who may come upon her.
As you said, sir, we haven't much option.
Well, that's what I thought at first. Now, I'm not so sure. 4 million gallons of high-grade octane is an awful lot of petrol, you know.
Yes, it's just about what she's carrying.
Mighty useful to the war effort, to say the least. Besides, she's a fine ship. 15,000 tons or thereabouts. If only we could get her home.
But we're 500 miles from land, sir, and she's a complete cripple.
On the other hand, she's still afloat. There was a dangerous-looking fire at first, but it's just possible that it may have burnt itself out. That's the first thing I want to make certain of.
But there isn't much we can do about her, is there, sir?
We might arrange a tow.
The last signal from Western Approaches said that no ocean-going tugs would be available for at least a week. And in any case, it would take several days to get one out from Liverpool or Northern Ireland.
I know that. I was intending to detach one of our own escort group and send her back to the Antioch to inspect her condition. It would mean steaming into half a gale, but it's worth a trial.
One of the destroyers, sir?
Yes. Matter of fact, I was thinking of the Hecate.
Commander Murrell?
Murrell is in command of her, yes. Do you know him?
I've met him once or twice. Pretty smart chap, I thought.
He'll need to be, if he's to get the Antioch home. Anyhow, I'm going to give him the opportunity of trying. I'll draft a signal, and we'll have it sent when we've got some more details from those survivors. You'll find a pad on the bunk. Ready?
Yes, sir.
From senior officer, 40th Escort Group, to Hecate. Understand, Greek tanker Antioch is still afloat. I wonder how that U-boat managed to break the escort screen. Must have passed very close to the leading corvette.
Must have done, sir. Of course, weather conditions are pretty sticky. On the other hand, it might have been clear luck that got her through in a 1,000-to-1 chance. I bet the Commodore's pretty sick about it. The biggest ship in the convoy. And slap in the middle.
I know. It alters the whole seascape not having her there. Rum after 10 days not to see her any longer.
The Triad has stopped replying to signals, sir.
So I see.
The senior officer's ship is signaling us now, sir.
Your man?
Sir.
There you are. Let's hear what they have to say.
Senior officer, 40th Escort, Group 2, Hecate. Understand, Greek tanker, Antioch, still afloat. You are to return and, if possible, take in tow and proceed to UK. End.
Very good. Hell's bells, number one. I haven't had a towing job since I was in trawlers. What do we know about the Antioch? Pilot?
She's about 15,000 tons, sir, and brand new. I had a look at her just before we sailed from Halifax.
What sort of a tow do you think she'd make?
Well, pretty fair, I should say. Her lines are fine for an ocean-going tanker, with all that new equipment and machinery.
Yes, machinery is not going to help us very much. Most of these new ships have got electric or hydraulic hoists and capstans. And if the Antioch's dynamos are out of action, we shan't be able to count on any mechanical assistance on the upper deck.
Do you think she's fit to take in tow, sir?
I should say so. Not my idea of a picnic, of course, considering she's about 10 times our size. And I don't relish the idea of being tied by my backside to a floating oil well. Particularly in a North Atlantic winter with U-boats and shore-based aircraft around, she's too tempting a target.
It would mean putting a towing party into her, wouldn't it, sir?
Would. Pilot?
Sir?
Bring around to 270. Now, speed, that's rather doubtful against this headwind. Ring down rails for 12 knots, see how she takes it. Work out a course to pick up the wreck. Oh, by the way, has anyone seen my servant recently, Kirby?
I was up here only a few minutes ago. Said he's laid breakfast in your cabin, as usual. I told him I thought you'd be coming down soon.
All right. I'll go down as soon as I've had a look at the chart. You'll know where to find me.
Good morning, sir.
Morning, Kirby.
Are you ready for your breakfast now, sir?
Yes, just about. Oh, here you are, Kirby. Hang my duffel coat up somewhere. Anywhere. Where you'll have a reasonable chance of drying. A cap, too.
Yes, sir. The old ship chucking herself about a bit this morning, isn't she, sir?
Yes, it certainly is.
Here you are, sir. Bacon and egg and coffee, sir.
Ah, fine. Oh, put the coffee jug in the waste paper basket. It may keep upright in there.
Yes, sir. Oh, here we got a tidy job of towing to do, sir.
That's right. Well, I only heard of it myself 10 minutes ago. How did you know?
Oh, it don't take long for the bars to spread down the ship these days, sir.
So it appears.
What sort of a job is it, sir?
I can't say. The ship we're interested in may not still be afloat.
It's the Greek tanker that got herself fished this morning, isn't it, sir?
Yes.
Ah, well, it'll make a nice change, won't it, sir? Is there anything else you'll be wanting, sir?
Yes, tell the First Lieutenant I'd like to see him when he's had his breakfast.
Very good, sir.
Come.
Mullen, sir?
Oh, that's you, Doc. Oh, come in. Now, let's hear what my medical advisor has to say for himself at this hour of the morning.
I didn't mean to interrupt your breakfast.
Oh, no, it's all right. Nearly finished, anyway. Settle yourself on the bunk. It's as comfortable as anywhere in this kind of weather.
Thanks.
Well, now?
I don't want anything in particular, except a case, maybe.
Really nice, difficult diagnosis for preference. Something to make my brain work.
I know. Your father and mother stinted themselves to provide for your education. And you'll find now that a broken toe or a case of adolescent pimples is just about all you're ever asked to deal with, eh? Well, now, you just sit tight and listen to what I have to say for a change.
What's in your mind, sir?
Oh, as if you didn't know.
Oh, you mean this towing job? Nothing very much in that, is there? Anyway, perhaps she's sunk there now.
Just between you and me, I rather hope she has. I don't fancy the job.
Why not?
Oh, it's not up my street. It calls for a special brand of courage I don't think I've got.
Different from any other kind of courage?
Yes. Well, it's gone for so long. I've only had one tow to do once, and that was when I was in trawlers. We were trying to get a damaged destroyer home from Dunkirk.
But this job...
Oh, this job won't be the same thing at all. We shall be alone,
And it may go on for days and days. Anyway, how do you take a ruddy great merchantman in tow with a destroyer?
I don't know, sir. It's not my line of country. But aren't there instructions, diagrams, and so on in the seamanship manual?
Oh, yes, lots of them. But you see, they mostly refer to warships and presuppose that the towed ship will have power on her capstan and a lot of beefy sailors to haul the heavy gear around. With the Antioch, we'd have to do everything, even to putting men on board her.
How many would you send over?
Well, not more than could be ferried over in one trip in the whaler. Boat work's rather too chancy a business in this weather. About 6 hands, I'd say. That brings me to another tricky decision. Who am I going to send in charge of them?
What about Thompson?
Too junior, not always reliable.
Very well, then you've answered your own question. The choice lies between Bill Whelan and Thompson. There isn't anybody else except the specialist officers. If you don't feel you can rely on Thompson, number one will have to go.
Well, by rights, I shouldn't send my executive officer out of the ship, but certainly looks as though I shall have to in this case. And there's another thing. I've known Wheeler for quite a time now. I met him first when he was a sub. In fact, I worked with that he came here as the first lieutenant to this ship. It's wonderful what you can do if you know how to handle the appointments, people.
It must be.
But you see, it makes the problem even more personal if it comes to sending someone you know and like to sit on top of 4 million gallons of high-octane petrol. Especially when you can't provide him with adequate defense against either air attack or U-boats.
Good Lord, is there really as much petrol as all that over there?
What are a few thousand gallons, more or less? They'd make mighty little difference to the size of the bang. Well, work it out for yourself, Doc. A 15,000-ton tanker carries about the same weight of oil. That's nearly 4 million gallons. Enough to send 2,000 Wellington bombers to Berlin and back. Makes you think, Doc, you know?
It does indeed.
You begin to realize just how important escort work can be.
Or towing work, for that matter.
Yes, even towing. But burning's not so satisfactory. You weren't with us when the Topeka got hit, were you?
No, I was still at Ardfern Hospital.
Well, it happened at night. One of those black, friendly kind of nights that make you feel almost secure on the bridge. One of the corvettes reported a contact, but there'd been a lot of false echoes at the time, and no one really believed a U-boat was there. However, the senior officer decided to have a check. I was ordered to change station and carry out a separate sweep. We were on the way, weaving a course through the darkened convoy, when the ship almost alongside us, the Topeka, was hit. She was a large tanker, just about the size of the Antioch, and almost as new. Bill Wheeler and I had seen her close to in dry dock some months before. She'd cost over $1.5 million to build, but you've no idea how magnified a ship can appear when you're standing right beneath her flanks. And that night, amongst the convoy, it seemed inconceivable that anything so big could just disappear. And yet, you know, in something less than a second she went. It was a flicker of flame, and then beside us a wall of fire hundreds of feet high. And in the fraction of time between the one and the other, we saw her tanks burst till all her length was one great silent blaze. To this day, I don't know where the noise went. It was so quiet. And then in the awful hush, we heard men crying. I shall never forget that sound as long as I live.
You know, sir, it might be as well to put something on the ship's notice board. I mean, about the amount of petrol in the Antioch and how many bombers it would take to Berlin. I bet not a single man on board here has realized exactly how important this job might be. Well, if you don't mind, sir, I'll be shoving off now.
Come.
You wanted to see me, sir?
Oh, yes, number one, I did. Come in, sit down.
Thank you, sir. Hello. These photographs on the desk are new, aren't they?
Yes, they came up with that batch of mail we received just before we left Halifax, but I only bunged them up last night.
Mind if I have a look?
No, not a bit. That's what they're there for.
Thanks. That's Gillian, of course. But I must say, I hardly recognize her. She isn't exactly an infant any longer, is she?
No, she was 8 last birthday.
Good Lord. And this little blighter in the science, it'll be Peter, of course. I do happen to know he's just on 6 because my godfatherly duties lie on me pretty heavily. How the birthdays seem to rattle around.
Ah, you know, you've been very good to him.
Not a bit of it.
And that's Susan in the middle.
It's much too young to be the mother of 2.
And that hole in the ground she's standing alongside is the paddling pool I'd begun to dig just at the bottom of our lawn. But I never got it finished last leave, which I regret most terribly. I wanted the children to have it next Easter. And now, Lord only knows.
there will be other leaves.
I hope so. Yes, yes, of course there will. And what news have you of Anne?
Anne?
No need to look so surprised, you mug. I know all about her.
You do? Who told you?
You told me.
Oh, yes, I believe I did. Well, I'm afraid there's nothing much to add to what you already know. I mean, when she and I last met, we didn't arrange anything definitely. We'll get married, I suppose, one day, but...
But you're not certain of yourself. Is that the trouble?
No, not at all. I've no doubts about myself whatsoever. It's the uncertainty of war and whether I'm going to come back.
I see. So that's what's worrying you.
Yes, but only when I give myself time to think about it.
Would you like a cigarette?
Thanks, I should.
Oh, dig in the bunk. You'll find a tin under the pillow. And there's a box of matches. Carry on.
Thank you.
Now then, what I really wanted to talk to you about was the Antioch.
Yes, sir.
Now, always supposing that she's still afloat, this tow is going to be quite a thing. In the first place, you see, there's the immediate problem of the weather. We'll start by finding out about that right away.
Bridge, sir.
Ask the navigating officer to speak on the phone, please.
Aye, aye, sir.
Navigating officer, sir.
Oh, pilot?
Yes, sir.
Have we had any Met reports lately? Anything from the continent, Southern Ireland?
No, sir, not a thing. There's not much doubt what's happening around here. The wind's gone down a bit, but it's backing. And the barometer's still falling.
Any sudden trend?
Not really, but it's low and not showing much inclination to steady. The sea is steep, and we're not making good more than 6 or 7 knots.
Visibility?
Oh, poor, sir. It's starting to rain pretty heavily, which doesn't help things very much.
All right, pilot. Let me know as soon as you have any sighting of the tanker.
Aye, aye, sir.
That's not too encouraging, I'm afraid. As for the tanker herself, things may not turn out to be so bad. Now, what do we know about her? First, that she's not actually on fire. Second, she's a new ship, well-found, and stocked with ample supplies of food and water. Her main engines are out of action, and the auxiliaries can't be counted on, but she's dry and clean and safe. Safe, that's to say, from the point of view of being seaworthy.
Yes, sir.
The main consideration, of course, is the fact that she carries a vast amount of highly valuable petrol.
Enough to take 2,000 Wellington bombers to Berlin. Oh, and bring them back, too.
How did you know that?
Well, I have a message to that effect now ornamenting the ship's notice board.
Oh, hell, there he is.
Yes, the doctor put it up. I think he typed it out himself on the sick bay machine.
Oh, he did he? Well, anyway, it's true enough. The tanker salvage is a matter of vital importance. So much so that the SO has thought it reasonable to reduce his escort strength by one destroyer. While, for my part, I have decided that I must sacrifice for an indefinite period the services of a most valuable executive officer. In fact, number one, I intend to send you over to the Antioch with 6 picked hands.
Yes, sir.
You're not surprised?
No, sir. I felt sure you would want me to go, and I had also estimated that at least 6 hands would be required over there. In fact, I've already made a list of the most suitable chaps.
Well, I'm damned.
Sir?
I mean, it's fine.
Yes, sir. Now, may I tell you the names of the ratings I suggest for the girl?
Yes, by all means do. But first, I must put a call through to the gunner. I want him to make a start on singling out the tow lines off.
Oh, that's all right, sir. He's already got a working party flaking down the 3.5-inch wire.
Oh, good heavens. You know, number one, when I was in command in small craft, I used to run my ship my own way, but here it's quite different. I have a navigator cum pilot, a pay bob, a mess secretary, and a doctor. Butcher, a baker, a candlestick maker. Lord, you know, one of these days, they'll appoint someone to help me blow my own nose.
May I, read the name of those ratings now, sir?
Yes, please. Carry on.
First man on my list is Hart.
Hart?
Yes, I must have a really experienced and trustworthy engine room rating.
So, you picked the very best ERA in the ship. Okay, I don't blame you. Go on.
Then I suggest Signalman White. Communications is going to be a major requirement, and White's first rate.
I agree.
Leading seaman Pengelly comes next. I know he's the finest seaman on board, but, well, with only 6 men, I shall need someone pretty good. Honestly, I don't think I can get on without him.
No comment.
I put down Simpson as my torpedo man. He can deal with any electrical problems that may arise. And finally, I have 2 able seamen, Trotman and Anders. What they lack in brain, they'll make up in brawn, and I fancy I shall need that, too.
Yes, no doubt. Well, on the whole, I think you've picked a well-balanced team. You're quite happy about Simpson, are you?
Yes, I think so. He's sound technically, and...
He's got a very good disciplinary record, you know?
I didn't know. Well, of course, he's newly joined.
Yes.
Well, I'll take a chance on him. At any rate, he won't have much opportunity of blotting his conduct sheet in an abandoned ship. No hooch, no temptation.
Well, perhaps not. Well, very good. If that's your final word, you shall have the lot. Pass the word and tell each of them to make up a parcel of kit. And don't forget torches. Bedding and mess traps you'll undoubtedly find over there, but heating and cooking may present problems, and lighting. Oh, number one, smoking regulations too.
Yes, sir.
Yes?
Master's here, sir.
Yes, Pilot?
It's the tanker.
Oh, yes.
We've sighted her, sir. The visibility is down to a quarter of a mile, and she came up out of the murk just like that.
Just like what?
I mean, she appeared quite suddenly.
Well, suddenly? What about the radar?
We've been having a spot of trouble with the set, sir. In fact, she's almost alongside. As far as I can see, the fire has burned itself out. No serious damage is visible anywhere. She is a bit down by the stern.
Well, she may appear to be. Laden tankers are deceptive, particularly in heavy weather.
Yes, sir. But there may be something actually wrong in this case. She's leaking a good deal of fuel from near the stern.
Not petrol, for God's sake.
Oh, no, sir. It's crude petroleum. It's a good thing. The oil is preventing the sea breaking. It smothers the swell quite a bit.
Oh, fine. That should help with the boat work.
That's what I thought.
Very good. I'll come right up. In the meantime, put her into the wind and heave to. Oh, and Pilot.
Yes, sir?
I want an estimate on the distance we would have to steam to get the Antioch into Londonderry from here.
I've already done that, sir.
You have, have you?
Well, it works out at something under 500 miles.
I see. Number one?
Sir?
You better shake it up if you want to do much packing. The minute you're ready, have your men mustered alongside the whaler.
Aye, aye, sir.
I shall want to have a word with them before they go.
So that's her, eh?
Right, she's a whopper. She seemed quite a size while we were in convoy, but now she looks like Buckingham Palace.
I wish she was. As it is, I don't know when I clapped eyes on something I didn't want to see more. And I think she cost somebody £1.5 million.
Who told you she's worth all that?
There's a notice on the board. £1.5 million, it says. There's enough juice on board to fly 2,000 bombers to Berlin and back.
Yeah, it takes some fuel and all.
Well, she's big enough, isn't she? She looks as if she could hoist us in and lose us in the cable locker. Perhaps she could. Ugly job, too. Just a ruddy, great floating oil can with an engine stuck on its backside. One tiddly little mast, one fiddly little funnel in the stern, ape of the superstructure, and one flaming great tank.
Not so much of the flaming. Well, you might give the perishing thing ideas.
Well, seems the fire's out anyway. Don't look as if there's anything to worry about on board here now.
Not at the moment. But a Greek scarpered pretty quick this morning when there were signs of trouble.
Can't say I blame him. Not with all that petrol on board.
Oh, she looks okay now, though. Nothing's likely to touch the fireworks off again.
And why the hell not? Just shows how little you know.
How do you mean?
Well, that one U-boat this morning fished her and put her out of action and started a tidy fire. It burned itself out this time, I grant you, but next it may be different. She's a sitting duck as she is with her engines out of action. Drifting around for anyone to pick up.
And who's going to pick her up?
The Jerrys, of course. They got other U-boats, ain't they? And they got aircraft patrols, ain't they? And what's to prevent this great tank getting herself spotted? And us, too, if we go tying ourselves up to
her. Pipe down, Simpson, can't you?
Oh, God, yeah.
E-boat crew and tanker boarding party, all in alongside the whaler.
Come on, no get cracking.
E-boat crew and tanker boarding party, all in alongside the whaler.
We're all ready to go.
I'm very good, number one. I want to come down to the upper deck, see you off. We'll go together. Hmm? I'm glad the rain's hauled off for a bit.
Yes, sir.
There's not much I can tell you that you don't know already, except that we estimate that she's drifting at about 2 knots, which means there'll be an undertow on the lee side. You'll have to look out for that.
Yes, sir.
Another thing, there are some boats' falls hanging from a davit on the starboard quarter. If you can get hold of them, you may be able to reach a Jacob's ladder that's hanging nearby.
I understand, sir.
All right, then. Ah, here are your chaps, eh? They seem to have got a tidy bit of baggage between them.
Well, not much more than a change of clothes apiece, sir.
Maybe not, but there's a good deal of weight to it. You'll have to be careful not to get yourself swamped on the way over. Hell of a sea running. Leading Seaman Richards will be in charge of the whale on the way back, hmm?
Yes, sir.
Well, you should certainly have a less exciting time with it on the return trip. Richards?
Sir?
When you put the party on board the tanker, I want you to bear off and pull to leeward. Then, when you see me closing you, put over your helm and keep her head about 20 degrees off wind. I'll pick you up as soon as I possibly can, so don't start trying to chase me. And if we miss the first time, we'll try again. Understand?
Yes, sir.
Very well. And now, you men of the boarding party, Mr. Wheeler and I have discussed a few points that affect your time in the Antioch. But a lot will depend on what you find when you get on board. I think you should be reasonably comfortable. And I know you'll make a quick and good job of settling in and preparing her to be taken in tow. I need to remind you that at least half of the success of the coming maneuver depends upon your efforts. And I may also tell you that there are nearly 500 miles to go before we can expect to see land. I afraid I can't give you any idea of what that means in actual time. There are too many unknown quantities, the most important being the weather. But one thing is certain, and that is that the job is very much worthwhile. Right, now I'll say goodbye, good luck to you, and remember that from the moment you leave this ship, Mr. Wheeler will be your commanding officer. Well, now, carry on, man your boat. Good luck, number one.
Thank you, sir.
And I'm sorry, I was forgetting. I should have said, good luck, Captain. Richards?
Sir?
Get out of the lower block of those boat's poles as we come under them.
Aye, aye, sir.
Port oars. Stand by to bear off heavy, or we'll be crept against the tanker's side and get stowed in. Anders?
Sir?
Where's your boat hook, man? Shake it up, for heaven's sake. Get out of the lower end of the Jacob's ladder quick, or we may have to lay off and go round again.
Aye, aye, sir. I got over the lower block, sir.
Good man. Now, hold on as though your life depended on it. Perhaps it does. Starboard side, boat your oars and help bear off the port.
Now, I've got all of the ladder, sir.
That's fine. Take a turn with the painter. Trotman, lend Anders a hand.
Aye, aye, sir.
Hold fast for it, sir.
Good. Now, Anders, I want you to go up top, and when you're there, pass down a couple of lines, one for the whaler to tie up to, and another for lifting up the gear. Now, jump to it.
Yes, sir.
Pengele and you, Simpson, stand by to lash up the baggage ready for hoisting. Hart?
Sir?
You go inboard now. White and Trotman, you two follow him.
Aye, aye, sir.
Pengele and Simpson, carry on inboard when the baggage is ready. Richard,
yes, sir.
Whatever you do, keep your boat clear of the tanker's side. She's rolling, and if anything catches on your gunwale for a ruddy moment, you'll be capsized instantly.
Aye, sir, sir.
You are quite certain about your instructions once you're shot of us.
Aye, sir.
All right, now you'll be riding light on the return journey, so shouldn't be any real difficulty. Good luck all the same.
Thank you, sir. Where the ahoy?
Now that'll be Anders with the bar line, I think.
Yes, it is.
Watch it, Warren. Get hold of that line and take a turn around the foremost port. Well done. I'm coming up myself now, Richard. Good luck, everyone.
Good luck to you, sir.
Good luck,
sir. Here you are, sir. Take a grip of me.
Okay, thank you, Anders.
As steady as you go, sir. The bulwark's rather hard just here.
Yes, it is.
Can you manage now, sir?
Yes, that's fine. Right. Now, is everybody else on board?
Yes, sir.
And the baggage?
The last hoist is on its way out. Well, there it is. And the weather's just shoved off, too.
What shall we do with it here?
Hello? What the devil's going on over at the old ship?
It's the skipper signaling. I can see him at the siren call. One long. Two shorts. Two longs, one short.
Right. Where's that barking cousin? Oh, there you are. What's it all mean?
D for dog, G for George, of course.
DG, I don't get it.
DG, or damn good, or if you want it in service language, maneuver well executed. The captain's complimenting us for getting over in one piece, and I, for one, am darn glad to be here.
So am I, sir. What now, sir?
Now, we find somewhere to live. It looks as if we've got plenty to choose from, too. The first try, I suggest we take a look at the superstructure. Better bring our gear with us and stir it somewhere out of the wet. This looks a likely enough place.
The lower wheelhouse is through here, sir.
Fine, that might be better still. Oh, yes, it'll do very well indeed. Plenty of space for a temporary mess deck. Yeah, this looks like the navigator's cabin. I'll park myself in here. The rest of you take what mattresses and bedding you want out of the other cabins and lay them on the mess deck.
Aye, sir.
Yeah, things shouldn't be too bad on board.
Bloody cold, though, isn't it?
Maybe so, but it is dry.
Okay, to carry on smoking, sir.
No. I'm sorry, Simpson, but you'll have to be damned careful until we can be sure there are no petrol paper leaks. In any case, we've got an urgent job of work to do. I want to organize a quick inspection of the ship in sections. We'll divide up into watches to do it. Understand?
Yes, sir.
I want to make certain that there are no fires and no petrol leaks. I'd also like to get some kind of idea of the underwater damage.
Keep an eye lifting and see if you can spot the galley and provision rooms. And you, White, make a search for the wireless office.
Right, sir.
But remember, for the moment, it's fire that I'm vitally interested in. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Pengilly, you and Simpson go forward.
Aye, sir.
Anderson Trotman, you search midships.
Sir.
And I think that as a start, I'll join up with you, Hard, because I want to see the condition of the main machinery and whether it's possible to start up any of the auxiliaries.
Aye, sir.
This will be the engine room, Ash, I should think, sir.
Yes. Well, we can't read the Greek tallies.
Can we risk opening the watertight door?
I'll have to chance it.
Listen. What do you make of that, sir?
Well, the engine room's flooded, obviously. There's no telling how deeply. I think we'd better climb down and take a closer look. Put your torch handy. It's as dark as a tomb.
We can't go any further here. The water's just under my feet. It's up to the cylinder head, see?
Yes, I do.
Not much chance of getting anything moving in here, sir. None of the auxiliaries either. Nothing.
Is it still flooding, do you think?
No. Not judging by those oil marks on the bulkhead. Anyway, if there'd been more damage to the hull, I reckon the whole ship would have sunk deeper by now.
Yes, I'm inclined to agree. Not so good about the engine, sir.
No, sir.
The wheeler, sir.
Who's that? Sounds like Pink Gillett's voice, sir.
Yeah.
Hello?
We'd better go up and see what he wants, I
suppose. Hello?
Oh, it is you, Pengilly. Well, what's the panic?
No panic. Not on board here, sir. We've had a glance round up forward and everything looks okay. But it's about the whaler, sir.
What about the whaler?
We've just seen her sink, swamp, when it got back to the ship, sir. I thought you'd better know.
Anybody lost?
No, sir. They got them on board just in time.
Richard's had a bit of a scramble for
enough. The last to leave, but they're all safe aboard the old Hecate now.
I'm glad of that.
May be, but the boat's gone. Oh, see where it puts us, sir?
Yes, I do, Simpson.
It means we haven't got any way of getting back. The motorboat can't be lowered in a seaway. We're marooned now.
Now, don't worry, Simpson. If we want to send you home, we'll put you on a Carly raft. here, Anderson Trotman. Right, now we're all assembled, I'd like to have a report from the section. I want to make a signal to the destroyer as soon as I can.
How are things going on, sir?
Hello, Doc. I didn't see you come on the bridge. Reasonably well at the minute.
Glad to hear it. Bad luck about the whaler, though.
Well, things might have gone worse.
Captain, sir.
Yeoman?
Signal from the Antioch, sir.
Thank you. Listen to this, Doc. Preliminary report. Engine room flooded. Fuel oil tanks port side buckled and leaking. Remainder of hull appears undamaged. All fires extinguished. Impossible to steam, but tow possible. All cable work will have to be done by hand as winches are electric. And preparing tow is arranged and will signal again when ready. That's all very much as expected, but it is something definite to tell the SO. Yeoman?
Sir?
Take this down, have it transmitted in cipher.
Sir?
To Senior Officer, 40th Escort Group, repeat CNC Western Approaches. Consider Antioch can be salvaged. Main cargo tanks undamaged. Have put party aboard and am preparing to tow. Request early arrival of ocean tug, air cover, and surface escort. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Have it sent as soon as possible. Well, as far as the tank is concerned, we're making progress.
What, they're steaming around in circles?
You oaf. I wasn't referring to geographical progression. Anyhow, this circling is for her own protection. No, I meant we were getting on with preparations for the tow. Now I've had Wheeler's report, I hope to get a line over to her. In fact, the gunner's already gone off to fetch the Coston gun.
Another signal from the tanker, sir. Ready to accept tow line.
Very good. Mr. Gray.
Sir?
All ready with the Coston gun?
All ready, sir.
Good. I'm going to turn upwind and pass the Antioch as closely as I dare. You aim so that the line will fall across her forecastle. The main tow line is flaked down, ready for going outboard.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Stand by. 4:15.
4:15, sir.
Midships.
Midships, sir.
Steady as you go. Stop both. Stand by, Mr. Gray.
Sir.
Fire. It's not too bad at all.
Looks very good shooting to me. The line's fallen plumb across the tanker's forecastle. What happens now?
Well, that length of cord we've just fired has a much heavier line attached to it. Uh-huh. And this is lashed to the outer end of our largest towing hawser. Mm. Now, when Will's party have hauled in their end of the hawser, they'll shackle it to one of the tanker's cables.
See?
And then they pay out some of this cable so that finally we tow by the hawser and the cable, using the heavy shackles as a kind of spring, if you see what I mean.
I do.
Snag is, you see, we're not fitted for towing. Not bloody great hulks like the Antioch, anyway. I expect to see her yawning all over the shop as soon as we start taking up the slack. Anyhow, I can but try.
You say I. You're surely not intending to carry out this maneuver from the bridge single-handed.
Yes, I am.
But how long do you estimate the tow's going to last?
Oh, 5 days, more or less.
But for heaven's sake.
Captain, sir.
Gilman.
The tanker signals they've got the hawser shackled on. Mr. Wheeler says, will you please go ahead when he signals with his hand?
Very good.
Mr. Wheeler's signaling now, sir.
Half a head bow. 7-0 revolutions. Steady as you go.
Aye, aye, sir. Quarter deck reports we're taking up a slack in the tow, sir. Tank is starting to yaw, sir.
I can see that. Stop starboard. Starboard 20. 150 revolutions, port engine. Midships. Slow ahead, stop. Doc?
Yes?
We're on our way.
Sir.
Who's that?
Your medical advisor.
Oh, hello, Doc. Mm-hmm. Medical advisor. That sounds ominous.
Not necessarily.
What do you want?
You've been on the bridge for nearly 24 hours. I just came up to see how long you think you can stick it.
Stick it? Don't be a fool, man. Starboard 20. Slow starboard.
You seriously imagine you can carry on like this for 5 days? And 450 miles to go.
Well, it's only about 4 days now. Less if they can send us a tug.
Are you really expecting one?
I'm not too hopeful. Now, have a look at this signal. Came last night.
Thanks. To Senior Officer 40th Escort Group, repeat Hecate from CNCWA. Weather permitting, air cover will be provided during daylight hours from noon tomorrow. Regret no surface escorts can be detached from convoy duties. No ocean tug immediately available. Hecate is to do her utmost to bring the Antioch in. So it is going to be 4 days.
4 and a bit, actually. Yes, looks like it.
Well, 4 or 4 and a bit makes no difference. You won't be able to stand the strain. Not being up here on the bridge continuously, you can't do without sleep, and I don't intend to let you.
My dear doctor, if you go on talking like that, I could have you put under arrest for attempting to interfere with my duty.
And I could certify you as insane.
Good Lord. You couldn't do that, could you?
I could. If you go on the way you're doing, I jolly well shall.
Fort then. So what?
So you teach someone else how to assist
me. I see. And would you be good enough to suggest who that someone might be?
How about taking on me as a make-you-learn pilot?
You? Good Lord. You're not even an executive officer.
I know, but I've been handling small craft ever since I was half a brick high. Shan't be as good as you in handling the tow naturally. But I'll improve. So be reasonable. Can't you see, the two of us might stand a chance of getting the Antioch in, but no one could do it alone.
Oh, very well, Doc. You made your point. Stay with me for half an hour. We'll see how things go. Then I'll have a stand easy.
Splendid. I hoped you'd say that. In fact, I told Kirby to have your breakfast ready in your cabin at 9 o'clock.
What determined chaps you medicos are. Oh, well, I'm lucky to have you. Kirby, too. Doc, did I ever tell you he was a stable lad before he joined the Navy?
No.
Yes, that's how he learned to look after me so well.
Oh, party, sir!
Now, this is bad, Doc. Yes, bridge.
Quarter deck, sir. The towing hoser has dropped foul of the port propeller.
Stop both.
Stop both, sir.
Yeoman, make a signal to the Antioch. Tell them what's happened. Oh, well, now we are in the ruddy suit, Doc. Tow parted, foul propeller. All we want is a 4-engine Focke-Wulf reconnaissance plane to see us drifting nice and helpless on the ocean, and we really would be for it.
about time we met that cold front. Damnably monotonous flying in cloud.
Yes, that's true. We might just as well have stayed in base at Bordeaux as be flying round the North Atlantic in this weather.
Seems to be clearing a little at the moment. I'll take her down. We'll be able to look at the sea drop for a change.
Very well, sir. But not too low, please. I'm not a good swimmer.
Ah. Into the clear at last. Good.
Do you see, sir? An oil tanker. 15,000 tons at least.
I do. Also the destroyer that is escorting her. The tanker appears to be in trouble.
Can you make out what flag she's flying?
No, she's too far off. It's not necessary to observe the white ensign to know that the destroyer is British.
Shall we attack, sir?
No, not in this weather. We have to go in such low altitude that we'd almost certainly be hit ourselves. The risk is too great.
But, sir, we may never have such an opportunity again.
No, Hans, we're here on reconnaissance, not to engage the enemy. I will report position to group, and no doubt they will inform Lorient. It is for our valiant U-boat to deal with the tanker and the escort.
Capitaine?
Yes, navigator? What is it?
A signal, sir, from U-boat command Lorient. I have had it deciphered.
U-boat 506 from U-boat command Lorient. Reconnaissance aircraft reports damage. 15,000-ton tanker accompanied by destroyer escort in position 54 north, 20 west at 0835 today. Tanker is assumed to be the vessel claimed sunk by you yesterday. You are to proceed to position and destroy her. Your attention is drawn to standing order number 46. Yeah. You see what this means, of course.
I think so, sir.
Order number 46 reads, commanding officer, are at all times to avoid making false claims. These are not only misleading, but react unfavorably on the officer concerned. We are in fact in disgrace.
Yes, sir, Captain.
Very well, Gessner. We will now lay off on the chart the position 54 degrees north, 20 west.
Yes, sir, Captain.
Our position is?
About here.
Oh, I see. There's a distance between ourselves and this tanker, so nearly 150 miles.
Yes.
What course must we take to reach the tanker's position?
175 degrees, sir, Captain.
Oh, bring her around to that end. Speed 15 knots. And if we find that our previous claim was premature, I can assure Lorient that this mistake will not be repeated.
And these bloody watches, Anders. What on earth's the need of them? Can you tell me that?
Well, after all, we're only working normal ship's routine.
But this ain't a normal ship. Only a damn great hulk drifting around a ruddy ocean. There's nothing any of us can do about it.
Oh, yes, there is. We can keep watch. Be on the lookout.
Be on the lookout. What for?
Use your loft, chum. U-boats for one thing, jerry aircraft for another.
Won't be anything round here now. Not in this weather and with visibility as bad as it is. They ain't got radar yet, these jerrys, eh? So for them, it's all searched by eye. There's no point for them standing out in this lot.
Well, the same, Simpson. You told me only this morning you thought you heard an aircraft's engines during the night. Hey, did you report that, by the way?
Ah.
Why not?
Well, because if it was a plane, it must have been one of ours.
But the skipper said in his last signal we couldn't expect air cover before noon today.
Then they must have come earlier, Summer. Oh, I wonder how the old Eckert is getting on over there with that tow rope. Just like them to go and get it unground, one of the ruddy props.
Anders! Simpson!
Oh, there's Pengilly. What the hell's he want now? Hello?
All hands muster on the forecastle. We're going
to
arrange the starboard cable ready for another tow line.
Not too well with it. I'm off watch now.
Come on, Simpson. You can lend a hand, can't you?
Okay, but they ain't got the first flaming tow lines here yet.
You know, Gunner, I don't believe the hawser has got itself wrapped around the port propeller after all. It looks to me as if it's fouled the rudder.
Well, it could be that, sir.
What's your opinion, Chief?
You mean, do I think the tow line is fouling the prop or the rudder?
Yes.
I can tell you the answer to that one right away, because I've just been checking on things in the tiller flat.
Huh?
It's the rudder.
You're sure?
Positive, sir.
Ah, good. That's less serious in a way.
Next question is, does anyone feel like having a bathe?
Well, I don't mind taking a dip, sir.
You mean it, Mr. Graham?
Yes, sir. And the shallow water diving gear should be all that's necessary for this job.
Oh, perhaps so, but it's going to be pretty damn cold, you know. And there's quite a heavy sea running.
I'm used to the cold, sir. I was brought up in the filth of day.
Good man. Go ahead, then. Good luck to you. Captain here?
Master's here, sir. That aircraft we asked for has turned up at last. Sunderland.
Thank the Lord for that.
Yes, but she says she sighted a U-boat, a wash, about 150 miles due north of our present position, and steaming directly this way. The submarine dived before the Sunderland could attack.
I see.
She's asking for instructions, sir.
Mm. Tell her to circle at a radius of 6 to 8 miles and say I'm damn glad to know she's there.
Aye, aye, sir.
Now, one moment, pilot. How about the weather?
The barometer is up a tenth. I reckon we'll have it clearing within an hour.
It's just our luck when we could do with a nice, thick, gray canopy. Come on.
Yes, sir.
It appears there's a U-boat on the warpath, and she's coming this way.
Yes, sir.
Well, jump to it, have your bathe, and then when the Antioch is in tow again, come and see me in my cabin. I've got a little scheme I particularly wish you could get busy on. Oh, come in. Sit down, Gray. None the worse for your dip, I hope.
No, thank you, sir.
You made a damn good job of that foul rudder.
Thank you, sir.
Well, now that we've resumed the tow and the Surgeon Lieutenant's taken over my job on the bridge for a spell, I wanted to explain this scheme of mine.
Yes, sir?
As you know, we may have a U-boat on our tail. I want to keep her at arm's length for as long as possible.
I can understand that, sir.
Yes, well, my idea is this. We will make a decoy, something that after dark will appear to be a light on board the tanker. It shouldn't be too difficult, using a Carly raft with an 18-foot mast and a lamp fixed to the top.
Sounds like a good idea, sir.
Yeah, it looks as if the visibility is going to improve by sundown, and so if we could get this gadget over the side by then, it might provide our prowling friend with an object of interest during the night.
Yes. Yes, we could use a bearing-off spar for the mast and a Danboy lamp for the light, sir.
We could. I suggested 18 feet for the mast because that's about the height of the Antioch's stern portholes above the waterline. Anyhow, what do you think of the idea?
I like it a lot, sir. But what do we do once the decoy's in the water?
Oh, I intend to alter course drastically. In fact, here's the signal I've already drafted for transmission to the CNC.
Hmm. Hecate to CNC Western Approaches. In view of aircraft's report of approaching U-boat, intend to alter course to the southern at 1900. Request tomorrow's aircraft be informed. Oh, that should do the trick, sir. And how much further will we have to go before we get in?
Before we get in? I admire your optimism, Mr. Gray. The distance to get in is about 400 miles.
What's the time, Gessner?
Nearly midnight, Herr Kapitän.
So, we have been running awash now for 6 hours. With the distance covered while submerged, we should have made good 150 miles since we received the signal from Lorient. In fact, if it were daylight, we might expect to see the enemy tanker by now.
Yes, Herr Kapitän.
Light on the port bow, sir.
Bearing?
Red 10, sir.
Distance?
It's difficult to say. 3 miles, perhaps, sir.
I see nothing. Yes, I have it. Some fool English man in the tanker must have left the porthole unmasked.
That suggests that the destroyer must have abandoned her, otherwise they would have seen the light and had it extinguished.
Exactly, yes. Action station. Speed 8 knots.
Speed 8 knots, sir.
What is the report from the hydrophone operator?
I have already checked, Herr Kapitän. There's nothing.
Just as I expected. No engine movement. We know the tanker is disabled. The destroyer has evidently left her to her fate. Prepare torpedo tubes 1, 2, 4. Range 1 mile. Bearing right ahead. Torpedo speed 40 knots. Depth 15 feet.
Torpedo compartment reports tubes 1, 2, 4. Ready, sir.
Very good. Steer 085.
085, sir.
Fire!
Tubes 1, 2, 4, 5 correctly, sir.
Very good.
All torpedoes running, sir.
should not have missed.
Captain.
Yes, yes, what is it?
That light, sir.
What about it?
It does not come from a ship, because there is no ship. That is why the torpedoes have struck nothing.
Nonsense.
No, it is true, Herr Captain. The light is carried on a tall mast supported on a raft. It is nothing but a decoy.
By heavens, you are right. A desert decoy. Oh, we have wasted four torpedoes and much valuable time.
What now, Herr Captain?
Oh, we will search for the swine wherever he is. And when I find him, God in heaven's help him.
Now that the lads in the Antioch have got the galley fixed up over there, they've been asking questions by signal about cooking, sir. And the wardroom cook has been giving them a few tips.
Has he indeed?
Yes, sir. But now we're a little up against it, sir. This cauliflower dish, sir, it says au gratin, and they're not quite certain what it means.
Au gratin. Tell them to try with cheese.
Aircraft bearing rate 50, sir.
What sort of height?
Low down, sir, just under the cloud bank.
I can see her, sir. It'll be the Sunderland, I expect. I hope.
Yes. There she is, but it damn well isn't the Sunderland. It's a Fock Wolf. Quartermaster.
Sir.
Five hands to action stations. Yeoman.
Sir.
Make to Antioch enemy aircraft bearing 050.
Radar reports range 15,000 yards, sir.
Oh, miles out of range. You know, I don't believe she intends to close after all. Hope she doesn't spot the relief Sunderland, though. She's due at 1600, isn't she?
Yes, sir. Hello. The Fock and Wolf's shearing off. May be short of fuel or something.
Could be. On the other hand, she may have sighted us, in which case the damage has been done. We had a quiet day of it yesterday, but it was too much to expect that the respite would go on. Quartermaster, cancel that pipe to mend the guns. Yeoman,
sir.
Wash out that signal to the Antioch. Let cookery lesson continue.
Signal lamp flashing in the clouds to starboard, sir.
Now, that'll be the relief Sunderland, I expect. Yes, there she is. What's she got to tell us, Yeoman?
Good afternoon. Please to see you, sir.
Okay, reply, not half so pleased as I am to see you. And ask him if there have been any U-boat sightings.
He's signaling about submarine movements now, sir.
Very good. Pilot?
Sir?
Where did your last observation put us?
Well, just over 200 from Northern Ireland, sir.
Good. What about the weather?
Well, there's an anticyclone ahead, sir. We can expect the visibility to come down quite a lot.
It suits me. I could do with a nice drop of murk just now.
The Sunderland has made. Submarine observed running at periscope depth 90 miles to the nor-northwest. Steering your way.
Ah, not so good. If she does intercept, we shall have to slip the tow. The Antioch ought to know about this right away. Yeoman?
Sir?
I'm afraid I must interrupt the cookery class after all.
Aft?
Yes, Mr. Wheeler?
There's somebody at the end of the cross passage with a paraffin lamp, and whoever he is, he's just come out of one of the cabins. I gave instructions that oil lamps were not to be carried outside the mess deck, and officers' cabins are out of bounds.
Well, that's right, sir.
See who it is and bring him here.
Aye, aye, sir.
What do you think you're doing here? Time each
other now.
What
are
you
doing?
I'm still
working
for the captain.
Oh, so it's you, Simpson. You're carrying a paraffin lamp outside the mess deck. Will you explain that?
My torch battery ran down and it was dark in the cross passage, sir.
Why did you want to go along the cross passage in the first place? I saw you come out of one of the cabins.
Yes, sir. I ran out of smoke, you see, and I thought...
You'd help yourself to some cigarettes?
Yes, sir.
Is that what you've got in your left hand?
That's right, sir.
Let me have a look. I asked you to let me have a look. There's a wristwatch in this box. Did you know that?
Ah.
I suggest you did. Have you anything to say, Simpson?
Yeah, I have. I did take the risk. What, so what? The ruddy Greeks have opted to save their skins, didn't they? And we've taken over their jobs. I reckon it's cheaper at a price. If we was doing this in peacetime, we'd get salvage money. Thousands of quid apiece. But find this keepers.
That's enough, Simpson. Take this watch and put it back where you found it. And be bloody careful with that lamp. I'll deal with you later. Hard see that he does it, will you?
Yes, sir.
Yes, White, what is it?
Signal from the destroyer, sir.
Sure. I think you'd better hear this, Hart. And you, Simpson. It affects us all. Aircraft reports U-boat cruising to Nobbard. We must be prepared for attack tonight. If she closes, I intend to slip the tow. Don't worry.
Only another 200 miles to go. Well, there you are, lads.
Sleuth. Not so good, sir.
They've probably been spotted by enemy aircraft, and they've passed the information to a U-boat base. Somewhere in occupied France, most likely. It's my guess that they've put this sub on our tail.
U-boat 510 on patrol, mouth River Tagus. Reports increased traffic, port of Lisbon. Reconnaissance aircraft, Biscay area. Near sighting reports. Concentration, British merchant vessels and warships. Bay of Gibraltar. Suggest assembly more...
Herr Spichern?
Yes?
Counter-Admiral von Fichte will be pleased to see you now.
Thank you, Lieutenant. I will come at once.
Collision with Caisson while I'm talking.
Herr Spichern?
Good morning, Admiral.
I'm glad to see you here at Lorient, Herr Spichern. I understand you have recently inspected Reconnaissance Group 40 at Bordeaux.
That is so.
You are, I believe, interested in the operation of our service bases.
Yes. And particularly how your reports from sea are collated and verified. The attention of my ministry, indeed of Herr Goebbels himself, has been drawn to certain recent inaccuracies.
Were you thinking of any incident in particular?
Yes. I was reminded this morning of the case of the Greek tanker sailing in British convoy, whose sinking was claimed by one of your U-boats and confirmed by the staff here at Lorient. I understand that there is some doubt about the accuracy of this claim.
There is some doubt, I admit. However, if you wish to see the latest situation, we might go into the operations room next
Thank
door.
Thank you, Admiral. By all means.
This large grid-lined chart represents the area, the North Atlantic, that we are vitally interested in at the Lorient base. These colored counters indicate the position estimated or reported of every one of our U-boats.
And also of those enemy convoys and warships whose position is known to you.
Yes. Everything that Naval Intelligence and Reconnaissance Wing can tell us is recorded here.
And what is the location of this enemy tanker that we were discussing?
Here. This yellow counter marks her estimated position.
It would appear, then, that she is still above water.
That is so.
She has an escort, I notice.
Yes, she is accompanied by a British destroyer.
I see. And may I inquire what steps are being taken to intercept and sink her? Assuming, of course, that she is still afloat.
U-506 has been directed onto the tanker. I personally drafted her latest instructions. This black marker indicates her present position.
According to the chart, the U-boat is about, 70 miles from her target?
That is correct.
Then in due course, we may hear that your submarine has successfully accomplished her mission.
Undoubtedly, Herr Spichern.
In which case, you will be entitled to remove the yellow counter, will you not?
It is only a matter of time, Herr Spichern.
I trust so, Admiral. I sincerely trust so.
Can I see anything, Esther?
Yes, sir, Captain. The periscope has just picked up a vessel on the horizon. I can just make out her lines against the setting sun. Yes, it's the tanker, and she's still in tow.
What distance?
4,000 meters, approximately.
Very good. Surface. Open the cannon power hatch. Yes, that's her, Gessner.
Do you think she'll have seen us, Herr Kapitän?
Not in this range. And in any case, it's almost dark. What do you make of it here?
Her length, you mean, Herr Kapitän? About 130 meters, I should say. And the span of tow is about the same. I estimate the destroyer to be 110 meters.
I agree. Order the torpedoes to be set to run a shallow depth. And angled. Two to each ship. I'm going to move a little closer and take a beam shot, just to make sure. This time, we must not fail.
The bridge here?
Radar plot speaking, sir. We've picked up a definite signal, bearing red 4-5.
Could it be a U-boat by any chance?
Yes, sir, if she's running awash.
Is the captain with you?
No, sir.
Well, he will be at any moment now. He's on his way down.
Very good, sir.
Is everything on the plot, Spicer?
Yes, sir. I just reported to the bridge. We've got an echo.
That's
here,
all,
sir.
Yes.
I see. What do you make of it? Could be a submarine running awash at between 2 to 3 miles, I'd put it.
But you're not sure?
No, sir.
I am.
Bridge, navigating officer speaking.
Pilot, captain here.
Yes, sir.
Slip the tow. As soon as we're free, go on to full speed. Action stations. I'm coming up now.
Captain!
Yes, Kessner? What is it?
The destroyer has slipped her tow line and is altering course towards us.
Then she must have seen us. You are right. Thought him himmel, he tends to run. Emergency dive. Depth 8 meters. 8 meters. Up periscope. A narrow escape, Kessner.
Yes, Herr Kapitän.
But how could she possibly have observed us to that range? We were barely awash and running dead slow. In this light, she couldn't have seen us.
No, but she may have been fitted with this new electronic detection equipment we've heard about that could account for it.
Well, that is possible, certainly. Possible.
Can you see her now, sir?
Yes, she's closing rapidly. Down periscope.
All right, pilot. I'll take over on the bridge now. I'd like you to hop along to the ASDIC hut.
Aye, aye, sir. Oh, the hands have closed up at action stations.
Very good. Any sign of the U-boat?
No, sir.
Probably died. But we've got to find her. 150 revolutions, lower the ASDIC. Start transmissions, search port side. Steer 130.
130, sir.
Russell deck here.
Captain speaking. We're going to fire a depth charge pattern gunner. Stand by.
Aye, aye, sir.
ASDIC operator, sir. Underwater contact bearing red 15. Submarine, sir. Range 600.
Very good.
ASDIC signal strong and clear, sir. Target moving dead ahead.
Very good. Fire depth charge pattern.
Captain speaking.
This is the hydrophone operator here, Captain. Destroyer approaching. Starboard beam.
Hard aport.
Hard aport, sir.
Hydrophone operator, let me know when the destroyer turns and give me a bearing the moment she does so. Midships.
Midships, sir.
The destroyer is older course, sir. She's following us. Dead astern.
Very good.
The destroyer has just passed overhead, Herr Captain.
They're beginning to pound us, sir.
I know. All the lights have gone. Yes, sir. The lights have gone. The fire.
Sir.
Captain here. How did the attack go, pilot?
Copybook, sir. I didn't expect he even knew what hit him. All the same, it beats me why he started to carry out his initial attack awash.
Overconfidence, probably. Can't have realized we were using radar.
Well, that must have been it, I suppose.
Anyhow, that little picnic's over.
Yes, sir. Shall I come back to the bridge, sir?
Yes, do that. Quartermaster, pipe secure, and then both watches of the hands lay off to recover tow.
Aye, aye, sir.
Yeoman, make to Antioch. U-boat sunk. I am resuming tow as soon as possible. When you've done that, I have a signal I want you to pass to the CNC Western approaches. See, Doc, there's our old friend the Fokker Wolf coming to carry out his early morning inspection. Am I imagining things, or is he wearing a rather surprised and worried look?
He's certainly cruising much closer today.
Wants to make sure we really are here, I expect.
If it wasn't a waste of ammunition, I'd open fire just for the hell of the thing.
Couldn't we make a marooned signal?
Well, we could, but that might be tempting Providence a bit too far. We're not home yet, you know.
You're telling me.
Oh, by the way, I was forgetting. We received a very complimentary message early this morning from the CNC.
About the U-boat?
Yes, and our progress with the old crate. Only about 100 miles to go now.
Good show, sir.
I admit I was pretty bucked, but there was an addendum to the signal that I haven't shared, even with the Antioch boys yet.
Oh, what was that, sir?
Well, the postscript stated that Western approaches are sending out the Northern Bell and the Bromwich Town.
Who the hell are they?
Anti-submarine trawlers, my lad. They're coming as escort for the Ocean Queen.
I'm afraid I don't follow. Would you mind translating?
That's very simple. Liverpool has at last been able to lay their hands on an ocean-going tug, the Ocean Queen. She's being sent out with two anti-submarine trawlers. And as soon as the trio rendezvous with us, they take over the Antioch, and we shove off. Now, how does it all sound to you?
You want my honest opinion?
Honest.
I think it stinks. I didn't like the old tank on first acquaintance, and I've had more sleepless nights over her than I ever had tramping the hospital wards as a young medico. But now I've come to look on the Antioch as my baby, and I hate the idea of handing her over to a set of strangers. I want to finish the job and take her all the way.
Doc, them was exactly my sentiments. Hello. There goes the Focke-Wulf with yet another report about us for the home base. You know, Doc, I've got a sort of feeling that Lorient has come to hate our guts.
Which of your officers is in charge of the Atlantic Club during this watch?
I am, Herr Admiral. Lieutenant Klein.
Well, Herr Lieutenant, can you tell me the position...
One moment, Herr Admiral.
Herr Spicken?
Yes, Admiral. I have extended my visit by a further 24 hours, and acting on your invitation, I am, as you see, again in your operations room.
I am gratified that you find it so interesting.
I find it engrossing, but I fear I interrupted your inquiry of Lieutenant Klein. If you were wishing to know the fate of the enemy tank and her escort, may I point out that the yellow counter is still in evidence. Also, I note that today it is situated considerably nearer to the Irish coast. But forgive me, I'm interrupting you.
Well, Herr Lieutenant, how do you account for this?
We received a sighting report of the tanker and the destroyer this morning, Herr Admiral. The signal was made by reconnaissance wing at 0755 and was immediately checked. There was no mistake.
And U-506, has she reported?
No, Herr Admiral, there has been nothing.
Did she answer the midnight routine call?
No, Herr Admiral, I do not think so, but we will make sure.
If she has not replied, have her called immediately, using the emergency prefix.
Yes, Herr Admiral.
Most unfortunate, is it not, Admiral?
There are explanations that could account for her silence.
Of course. On the other hand, I suppose it is possible that the British have, by some unlucky chance, secured another success.
That remains to be seen.
I'm sorry, Herr Admiral. U-506 did not answer the midnight call. She was also challenged at 7 o'clock. She did not reply to that either.
Chief of Staff?
Herr Admiral?
You understand the position. Is there any other U-boat close enough to intercept this tanker?
No, Herr Admiral.
Then we must ask the Luftwaffe for assistance. Herr Lieutenant, put through a priority call to Air Command Northwest. I'll take the call in my office.
Immediately, Herr Admiral.
It is considerably beyond the normal range of the medium bomber.
I am aware of that. Have you any alternative to suggest?
No, sir.
May I make a suggestion?
Herr Spicken?
During my recent investigations, I spoke to the Air General and had the unexpected honor of being introduced to the new long-range Hankel. In fact, six had flown in only the day before. They might be available.
Thank you, Herr Spicken. That information may prove of immense importance.
I trust that it may.
Herr Admiral.
Yes?
Your priority call to Air Command Northwest, sir.
Hello, Doc. Nearly finished your forenoon watch.
No, I haven't. Think it's going to snow, pilot?
I don't think. I'm damn sure it is. And maybe the weather will warm up when it starts.
Well, certainly couldn't be much colder than it is on the bridge now. But if snow does come, it'll make towing almost impossible.
Well, whether you like it or not, it's going to be with us soon. You think we ought to call the skipper?
I'd rather not. He's been sticking things very well these past 3 days, but last night I reckon he just about had enough.
All the same, I think he ought to be warned.
Speaking as a doctor, I don't think he should be disturbed. But seeing he's responsible for the operation, I suppose he'd better be told.
I'll go and call him. In any case, I have a signal here from Western Approaches he ought to see.
Go ahead, then. But if I were you, I'd keep the signal till he comes up on the bridge.
Oh, very well.
Before you go,
yes?
I bet you a £5 note to a penny that when you wake him, he'll just tell us not to worry.
I won't take you, Doc. He's always telling other people not to worry.
Come.
Masters, sir.
Oh, yeah?
It's, Masters,
sir. Yeah, well, come in. Shut the ruddy door. What is it?
The weather, sir. I'm afraid there's a snowstorm coming up.
No? What the hell?
Well, it's the tow we're worried about, sir. If the weather gets really thick, we shan't be able to see the Antioch from the bridge, and things might get a bit difficult. The doctor and I reckoned you ought to be informed.
Ah, of course. Yes, of course. I'm sorry. I was a bit slow on the uptake. I'll come up straight away. And, pilot...
Yes, sir?
Tell the doctor not to worry. Yes, the snow over there, all right.
I have a signal here from Western Approaches, sir.
Yes? When did this come?
About half an hour ago, sir. You were asleep then. I didn't want to disturb you.
Ah. Anti-submarine trawlers and Ocean Queen sailing from Liverpool forthwith. You are to signal rendezvous to ships concerned. Time of origin 0700. Sailed 0700, did it? That means they probably won't meet up with the Ocean Queen and her little friends until after dark at the earliest tonight. That means the Tug won't be able to pass her tow or get her men on board the tanker until tomorrow morning.
Well, we'll be nearly home by then, sir.
Yes. By first light tomorrow, I reckon we ought to be within 10 miles of the Irish coast.
Well, it seems a pity we have to hand the old girl over in sight of home when we've brought her safely so far.
I'm glad you say safely, pilot. Long may it last.
Do you think she's still in any danger, sir?
I can't say. I've got the next 24 hours to reckon with. They might be pretty uncomfortable. If the threat's not underwater, it might come from the air.
Well, the snow should help us there, sir. We shall be steaming into its cover before very long.
No, I think not. If you look over there to port, you'll see that we're going to pass around the fringe of it. In fact, the weather is beginning to lighten already. Bridge, captain speaking.
Wireless officer, we've just had a signal in. Mark, most immediate.
Very good, read it out.
Message begins. Enemy aircraft are being homed on you. You should expect air attack between now and sunset. That's all, sir.
Very good, thank you. Well, there you are, boys. Air raid warning, red. Action stations. And yeoman, make to the Antioch. Enemy aircraft are being homed on us. Expect an attack between now and sunset.
Mr. Wheeler, sir?
Yes, what is it, Hart?
We're on fire, sir.
On fire?
Yes, sir. In the paraffin store. Anderson Simpson went down for oil to refill the lamps and took the lighted lamps with them.
Good Lord.
Strictly against orders, of course. But when Pengelly found them there and ticked them off, Simpson got abusive. There was a scuffle. One of the lamps got broken and up went the lock.
Right. Come along, Hart. Let's see what we can do. If it's not too late.
The fire's behind here, sir. On the other side of this door. Shall I open up?
Open up.
What about the fire extinguishers? We had a test on some of them the first day, remember?
I know. But the ones we tried a few minutes ago won't work. Frozen up or something.
Well, never mind about them now. We must have something to put this lot out. Sand, wet blankets, anything you can lay your hands on.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Wheeler, sir.
Yes, what is it, White?
Most immediate signal, sir. We are to expect an air attack between now and sunset. And Commander Murrell says...
All right, White, just wait a moment. I have an immediate signal for him. Write this down.
Sir?
I'm on fire midships. Extinguishers useless. Request immediate assistance.
Pilot, take a look at the Antioch, will you? See anything?
Yes. Yes, I do. Smoke.
That's what I thought.
Captain, sir. Urgent message from the tanker. I'm on fire amidships. Extinguishers useless. Request immediate assistance.
I got reply. Yes, we'll send fire party to you.
But the whaler, sir. We couldn't lower the motorboat with the sea running.
I know. I didn't say anything about boats. We're going alongside. Pilot, ring the quarterdeck and tell him to slip the tow. Bosun's mate.
Yes, sir.
Fight fire party muster on the forecastle with all the fire extinguishers from the store.
Aye, sir.
Mr. Gray, collect all the men you can and hang every fender over the port bow.
Aye, aye, sir.
Quarter master?
Sir.
Starboard 15.
Starboard 15, sir.
180 revolutions. Mr. Gray, I want you to take charge of the fire party. You may have rather a sticky time of it when you get alongside. It's a pretty good sea running. And as soon as you're aboard the tanker, I shall draw away, remember?
All right, sir.
Carry on then. Stop her. Midships. Steady as you go.
If
She does look a size when you get really close to her, don't you, sir?
Yeah. We get out the knockers into the middle of next week if we make a balloon of going alongside. Half a stand together.
Up, Pendant! Slip the nothing rails! Stand by to jump for it, fire party! Fire party, stand by! Jump for it! No!
Can you see how things are going in the tanker, Yeoman?
The smoke seems to be a good deal less, sir, and there's quite a bit of activity on deck. Well, they've manned the guns, too, sir.
Mr. Gray appears to have the situation in hand, then. No message from Mr. Wheeler yet?
No, nothing, sir.
And nothing from the radar office?
They have been getting a small echo from time to time, sir, but only for a second or two.
So there's nothing definite?
No, sir. Perhaps Jerry's called it off. There's still a lot of snow cloud around, and the barometer's falling again. Not good flying weather.
Maybe not, but I think it'll take something more than that to keep those jokers away.
Aircraft bearing green 8-0 under the clouds.
Can you see them, pilot?
No. Yes. Yes, by God, I can, sir.
Where?
On the beam. They're coming in very low, only just above the wave. No wonder radar didn't pick them up.
I've got them. Three Heinkels, but... How the hell did they get Heinkels out here? Range 10,000. Rapid independent. Shoot. 410.
410, sir.
Range 8,000. This may be an advance party, but whatever they are, they mean business this time. Director Tower.
Director, yes, sir.
Three planes are coming in reverse arrowhead formation. Concentrate fire of main armaments on the central plane. Anti-aircraft guns engage the wing pair.
Aye, sir.
Range 6,000.
Mr. Wheeler, sir. Looks like the destroyer's concentrating on the center plane.
Yes, center and left wing, mostly.
We'll take the other one hard. White's manning the bottom Erlikon, isn't he? And top and the stern, Beaufort.
Yes, sir.
Who's manning the bridge gun?
Simpson should be, but I don't know where he is. The gun hasn't opened fire at all yet. No time to go looking for him now.
No, too late for anything of that sort. Open fire, Hart!
Okay, sir. They're coming in close.
Firing.
His gun must have jammed, sir.
Fine time to get a jam.
Yes. But the bridge gun's opened up, you see, sir. There's the red tracer.
Thank the Lord, but who's manning it?
Must be Pengilly or Anders. Or one of the fire parties from the destroyer, maybe.
Good for him, whoever it is.
Christ. Here's a go, sir. We've got a jam ourselves.
Clear it for the love of Pete. Hello. The destroyer's got the central plane. Good show. Watch that right-hand one. She's going to come plumb overhead.
Okay, sir. We're all clear now. That bridge gun's hitting the heavy proper. There's the tracer going up again.
Keep down, Hart. He's right above us. Are you all right, Hart?
Yes. Yes, sir. This is a go.
That right-hand Heinkel is pulling out. No, she isn't, by heaven. She's been hit. That bridge gun must have got her. She's out of control. Look out, Hart. She's going to hit the mast. Oh, she's missing. She's stalled again. She's falling now and spinning. There she goes. Another hole in the sea.
Blimey. How about that third plank?
The captain's plugging at him with his big guns.
Don't look too happy either. I've a kind of feeling that Heinkel won't be bothering us again. Not for a long, long time. That's the lot, then, sir.
Yeah, seems like it. Now, we better see what casualties there are. Are you all right yourself, by the way?
No, I'm okay, sir.
Good. And let's make a start by taking a look at the bridge. There's no one on the bridge. Hmm. Who the devil was manning the gun, then?
Couldn't say, sir. Oh. Look, sir. Lying beside the gun.
Good God. Who is it, Hart?
Simpson, or what's left of him. Those jetty bullets have just about cut him in half.
Poor blighter. There's nothing we can do for him.
Reckon not, sir.
Here, take a hold of this winch cover. We'll
put it over him.
Yes, sir.
Must have kept his gun in action up to the very last moment.
Yes.
You know, sir, if anyone won this little battle, I reckon it was him. Simpson, the sea lawyer.
Yes. Poor devil.
Well, I hope White's okay. And I'll send a signal to the skipper, particularly now we've got that fire out.
Yeomans.
Stop.
Take this down, send it off as soon as you can.
Stop.
To CNC Western Approaches from Hecate. Have been attacked by 3 Heinkels, 2 aircraft shot down, no survivors, remaining aircraft believed damaged, 1 seaman killed, no material damage to either ship, am resuming tow.
Captain, sir.
Yes. Oh, hello, Pat.
You said you wanted to be called at dawn, sir.
Yes, that's right. Morning. What's the weather doing?
Oh, not too bad, sir, but the visibility is down to about a mile.
Huh? Anything from the radar office?
Oh, they picked up a strong echo about half an hour ago. Land, sir. I don't think there can be much doubt that it's the coast of Donegal.
Oh, good for you. You said we ought to pick up Malin Head round about this time, too. Any other echoes?
Yes. We reckon we've got 3 others now, sir.
The devil you have.
Yes, sir. Surface vessels this time, I think.
Ah, yes. The tug and her escort, eh?
Probably, sir.
Very well. Give me a couple of minutes and I'll have a look from the bridge myself. Yes, it is pretty thick, isn't it? Oh, well, it's not far to go now. This is the last lap. Well, hello, Doc. Gonna call you too, eh?
That's right, sir.
You know, I can't help feeling just a wee bit sorry about the coming of this morning. Because it seems like the beginning of the end of everything. I can't say I've been enjoying myself exactly for the past few days, but on the other hand, I wouldn't have missed them for the world. Why is that, Doc?
Couldn't say, sir. I'm only a physician and surgeon, not a psychiatrist.
You suggesting I need a psychiatrist?
Yes, I think I am, if you insist that you want to go on towing the old crate all the way home. Funnily enough, it seems I ought to see one, too, for I'm damned about handing it over to anyone. Not now. Come to think of it, the whole perishing ship's company is a case.
What do you mean?
I mean, we're already, well, bats. This thing, this Antioch, has got under our skins. She's come to be the symbol of something or other. Don't ask me what. When they certify us, perhaps they'll find a word for it.
Ships in sight, bearing red 05. Recognition signal. It's the Ocean Queen, sir.
Very good. Yes, yes, that's her, all right. No mistaking that business-like hull, the heavy bridge forward, the 2 funnels.
Those little fellows astern, they'll be the anti-submarine trawlers, of course.
That's right.
The tug's signaling, sir. She says, slip your tow. I will take over.
Very good.
Reply, sir.
Reply. Say no. Take station astern.
Aye, aye, sir.
It might sound presumptuous on my part to say how wholeheartedly I concur in the actions of my commanding officer. All the same, I don't think our friends over there are going to appreciate this, sir. Not one little bit.
Maybe not.
Captain, sir?
Yes?
She's signaling again. She says, I am Ocean Tug.
That's fine.
Yes, sir. Any answer, sir?
Yes. Please make, so am I.
This was the cast of The Crippled Tanker by Kenneth Langmaid, adapted from D.A. Rayner's novel. Lieutenant Craven, Hugh Dixon, Captain Morgan, Godfrey Kenton, Commander Ransom, David Enders, Commander Murrell, Brewster Mason, Lieutenant Commander Wheeler, William Edel, Lieutenant Masters, Nigel Anthony, Lieutenant King, Michael Turner, Doc Macmillan, Eric Woodburn, Signalman Hayden Jones, Kirby Keith Buckley, Pengelly Anthony Vickers, Simpson John Wallison, Anders Rodney Bewes, Hart Derek Blomfield, Gunner Tom Watson, White Keith Williams, German pilot John G. Heller, U-boat captain Frederick Schrecker, U-boat navigator Ralph Lefevre, German Admiral Hugh Manning, Herr Spickern Carl Deering, Chief of Staff Rudolf Offenbach. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The recorded production of the play was by Archie Campbell.